Welcome to Hoopla Kids Lab, making science super fun and super easy. Today we're going to show you how you can fill up a balloon with a chemical reaction. What you're going to need to do this experiment is 1 tablespoon of baking soda, 1/4 of a cup of vinegar, some paper, a bottle, and a balloon. First of all, you need to take your paper and roll it up into a cone shape. There we go. Easy peasy. So, just put it into the top of your balloon, like so, and pour in the baking soda. Then, very carefully, remove the cone from the top of the balloon and stretch the neck over the top of the bottle. Make sure you're very careful when you do this. Then, take the other end of the balloon and tip it upside down. This will pour the baking soda into the bottle and you'll see the balloon start to fill up instantly. This is because the baking soda is mixing with the vinegar and creating a gas called carbon dioxide, which fills up the balloon. And there you have it, your balloon filled with nothing but a chemical reaction. Static electricity. This is a really simple experiment, and all you're going to need is a comb, a balloon, you can choose any colour you like, but we've chosen orange, and a piece of tissue paper. First, blow up your balloon and then rub it on somebody's head, preferably someone with a lot of hair. You'll see that the hair sticks to the balloon. This is because rubbing the balloon against your hair creates static electricity, which involves negatively charged particles, or electrons, jumping to positively charged objects. Then take your tissue paper and cut it up into small squares. If you hold the balloon over it, you'll see that it starts to pick up the paper. This is because it has an opposite charge to the electrons in the paper. In this case, it really is true that opposites attract. Now you can try the same experiment with the plastic cone. If you rub it against your hair or against a woolly jumper for a few seconds, you'll see that it charges with static electricity and you'll be able to pick up the paper. Jumping sticks. This is a really, really easy experiment. All you're going to need is coloured popsicle sticks. Make sure you've got plenty to work with. The first step is to lay one of your sticks down, then to take another and lay it over in an X shape. Then take a third stick and weave it under the first stick and over the second. The fourth stick needs to go under the first stick and over the third, in line with the second stick. The trick then is simply to repeat this pattern, going under, then over. You'll see that each of the sticks starts to make a chain. There might be some points where weaving it underneath the stick is quite hard, but be patient and you will get the hang of it. You'll notice that with some of the sticks, they're quite tense and quite hard to move. This is important to how the experiment works. As you lay sticks through each other, you're creating potential energy. You can see that they're woven together quite tightly. And when you let go, the potential energy is released as kinetic energy. So this is what happens with just a few sticks. But what happens if you work with loads of them? Make sure you've got plenty of space and start to make your chain. Be patient because this will take some time, but it's worth it in the end. As you're going along, why not to make some interesting colour patterns with the sticks? And after a bit of time, you will have created a nice long chain of sticks. and built up loads of potential energy. And when you let go, wow, look at that! When you slow it down, it's just a rainbow of colour exploding into the air. The Diet Coke and Mentos explosion. For this experiment, all you'll need is a bottle of Diet Coke and a packet of Mentos. Firstly, go outside and find a large open area. Open the Coke and place it on the ground. Put the Mentos inside the bottle and very quickly you'll see an eruption. This is formed because the Diet Coke is full of thousands of tiny bubbles of carbon dioxide just waiting to explode and escape the bottle. When you put the Mentos inside, it breaks the surface tension, and because each of the Mentos is covered in thousands of tiny dimples, the bubbles rush to cover the surface of the sweets, creating a fountain of bubbles. How to measure your lung capacity. This is a really simple experiment. All you're going to need is a measuring cup, a jug of water, a large bottle, a marker pen, some tape, a funnel, a length of hose, and a large bowl of water. Firstly, take your tape and place a strip along the entire length of your large bottle. Make sure it's fixed securely. Then take your funnel, put it into the neck of the bottle, and pour 250 milliliters of water inside. Then take your marker pen and make a small line on the level of the water. You'll need to repeat this several times until the bottle is full. Make sure to measure very carefully so that the experiment is accurate. Keep going. You'll need to be patient for this one. When you've made your final mark, this is what the bottle will look like. Then take a bit more water and fill up the whole bottle. The next part of the experiment is quite tricky, so you may need help from an adult. Place one hand over the neck of the bottle, and very carefully turn it upside down, and place the neck inside the water. Doing this will mean that all of the water inside the bottle stays in, and none gets poured out. Then take the hose, and very carefully, making sure that the neck of the bottle stays inside the water, place one end of the hose inside the bottle. The way this experiment works is that by blowing air inside the bottle, you're replacing all of the water inside with air. Then using the marks on the side of the bottle, you can simply count what volume of water has been replaced. All that's left is to use one hand to hold the bottle down, and then, taking a deep breath in, blow as hard as you can through the hose. When you're finished, count all of the marks that are above the water level. You can see here that after I've done it, there are 17 marks above the water level. Then using this simple maths, you can work out your lung capacity. 17 times 250 equals 4,250 millilitres. Divide this number by 1,000 and you get 4.25, which is the number of litres of my lung capacity. This number will change depending on how many marks are left when you finish blowing in. Homemade explosion. Don't worry, it's very, very safe. Now for this experiment, you're going to need a sandwich bag, a paper towel, 4 teaspoons of baking soda, and 200 milliliters of vinegar, and a plastic bucket. The first step is to make a little parcel of the baking soda. So what you need to do is pour it into the middle of your paper towel, and then very carefully fold the paper towel together. This is so that you've got a little parcel full of baking soda, which you can use for the experiment later on. Make sure that it's nice and secure. When you've finished making the parcel, place it to one side. The next step is to take your bucket, your bowl of vinegar, and your Ziploc bag. Pour the vinegar into the bag, and as you can see, when the vinegar gets poured in, it takes up the bottom of the bag. The next step is to very carefully put the parcel inside the Ziploc bag, but don't let it drop in just yet. Hold it firmly inside using one hand, and with the other, very carefully do up the seal to the bag. When it's fully secure, drop the parcel inside and shake the bag up. The vinegar will start to react with the baking soda, forming carbon dioxide. As you can see, the bag will start to swell, and when there's no more room left inside the bag for the gas, bang! There you have your own explosion. Let's see that again in slow motion. As you can see, in our experiment, there was so much tension that the bag itself burst. You may find, though, that what actually happens when you try this experiment... How to pierce a potato with a straw. Now, this is a really simple experiment. All you're going to need is a potato, a pencil, a straw, and a knife. Make sure you're very careful when you're performing this experiment, because it does involve you trying to pierce the potato using several sharp objects. Make sure an adult is present when you're performing it. First of all, try with the knife. You'll find that even though you can get into the potato, you can't get all the way through. And now the pencil. The same thing happens. That's because the potato is quite thick and so resists. Now try with the straw. You'll find that it's very hard to pierce through the potato. I bet you don't think you can pierce the potato with just a straw, but you can. All you have to do is cover one end with your thumb. And there you see, the straw goes straight through the potato. This is because by covering the end of the straw with your thumb, you trap air inside. Then, when you push it through the potato, the air inside becomes condensed, creating pressure inside the straw that makes it stronger. And there you have it. That's how you pierce a potato with nothing but a simple drinking straw. How water can defy gravity. Now for this experiment, you're going to need a glass half filled with water, a piece of card, and a bucket. Very simply, take the glass, put the piece of card on top, and hold it firmly down with your hand. Then swiftly turn the glass upside down. You'll see that a little bit of water escapes, but otherwise everything stays inside. And when you take your hand away, you'll see that the card is sucked onto the surface of the glass. This is because gravity is trying to pull the water out of the glass, but the card prevents any air from getting inside, which creates a vacuum. The water is literally defying gravity. Now, if you hold the glass above your bucket and pull the card away, you'll see that the water instantly pours out. This is because air is able to get inside the glass and replace the water. And there you have it. That's how you can make water defy gravity. Orange sink. This is a really simple experiment. All you're going to need is a bucket of water and two oranges. The first step of the experiment is to see what happens when you put an orange into the water. Place it in the bucket and you'll see that it floats. This is because the orange is made buoyant by air that is trapped inside the skin. Try pushing it into the water to make it sink. I bet you can't do it. You'll see that the orange keeps bobbing up to the surface. The simple solution to make the orange sink is to remove the skin. When you place this orange into the water, you'll see that it sinks straight to the bottom. Isn't it crazy that by taking something away, you can actually make the orange heavier? And there you have it. That's how you can make an orange sink in water. Homemade lava lamp. What you're going to need for this experiment is an empty bottle, a bottle of cooking oil, a small box, a torch, some food dye, some Alka-Seltzer, a funnel, and water. First of all, take your water and your funnel and very carefully pour some water into your bottle. You'll need to fill the bottle about a quarter of the way up. Then take your vegetable oil and using the same funnel, pour it into the bottle. You'll see that the oil sits on top of the water. This is because oil is less dense than water. Then take your food dye. For this experiment, I've chosen to use blue because it's my favourite colour, but you can use any that you like. And place some food dye inside the bottle. You'll see that it immediately goes straight through the oil and into the water. Then take your Alka-Seltzer, break up one of the tablets, and drop them through the neck of the bottle. As they pass through the oil and hit the water, they start to dissolve. The bubbles from the reaction then passes through the oil, carrying the food dye and the water with it, creating coloured bubbles. Isn't that great? If you want to make your lava lamp look really cool, take your light and your box with a small hole cut in the top, and place your bottle on top of it. Once you turn out any other lights and place another Alka-Seltzer inside, you'll see the same reaction happening again, but this time it looks really cool. What's great about this is you can use the same bottle again and again and again. All you have to do is break up another Alka-Seltzer and put it through the neck. And there we have it. That's how you make your very own lava lamp at home using really simple ingredients. I hope you have fun doing this at home and showing your friends and family how cool you can be. Why not leave a comment in the box below telling us what your friends and family thought of this experiment and what colours you use to make your lava lamp. Thanks very much. Bye.